From Maine Seniors Magazine, November 2018. The IRIS Network, Making a Difference for Mainers with Vision Issues, by Shalay Talbot. Eyesight is such a precious thing, and when you or someone you love suffers from low vision or age-related macular degeneration, it can be frightening and frustrating. Helen Keller is a prime example of someone who did not let her handicap slow her down. All her life, she was an advocate for the blind. In 1905, she wrote to William J. Ryan, who founded the IRIS Network, encouraging him to persevere when he presented his case to the Maine legislature. "Maine still has a chance to lead the nation," she declared. "We are always hearing of things that extend from Maine to California or from Maine to Texas. And when I was a little girl, I used to think of Maine as a pivotal point, like a fixed star, from which the rest of the universe measures time and distance. Maine is the starting point of many great ideas and many great careers." Thanks to Keller's interest and the help of Joshua Chamberlain, Maine's 32nd governor, who appointed a number of members to the original board of directors, Mr. Ryan was able to succeed and form what was then called the Maine Institution for the Blind. The IRIS Network, which is the organization's name today, has become one of the most respected nonprofit agencies in Maine, serving about 1,000 individuals each year throughout the state. The IRIS Network was named 2018 Best of Portland. Charlie Prynn from Yarmouth is not letting his vision limitations stop him from doing what he loves. Despite having lost his sight about 14 years ago, he has not lost his love for golf and an active lifestyle. He met Titleist Pro Bob Wakefield through the IRIS Network. My golf story is most important due to the two volunteers who assist me in this endeavor, he said. Bob volunteers to take the residents to lunch and outings, and serves on the board of directors, providing energy and ideas to IRIS. He also takes me out to golf once a week, Charlie remarked. In addition to the work that Bob does with Charlie, a brother drives up from the Boston area to practice with him. Brother Steve has played golf with me for over 50 years, Charlie explained, and more to the point, he's volunteered for 25 years, giving guidance, reading assistant, and counseling to college students. We'll both hit a drive, and then we will take the better of the two, his 80% of the time. That way we wouldn't waste too much time. I'll listen and say it's over there, and then he'll let me know how far away it is. He'll let me know where to swing, and I will feel how the shot should be. Charlie is grateful to the IRIS Network and wants to spread the word. Anyone with similar issues, I really encourage you to call, he said. They're a client-centered organization. Regal Nassif, Director of Development and Communication at the IRIS Network, recalls when she first met Charlie. Charlie is an impressive, prominent Mainer who became completely blind in his 60s. Some people might be hindered by this turn of events, but not Charlie. He wanted to live as full a life as possible, and that includes his love for the game of golf, she smiled. His swing is just as good as ever, I've been told, and thanks to the involvement of Bob Wakefield, Charlie can still golf and do it well. Regal noted that two of the biggest requests that the IRIS Network receives from senior citizens with low vision involves wanting to have the ability to read the newspaper again or read fine print on their prescriptions. These are simple wishes that can be granted by our vision rehabilitation and low vision professionals, she explained. For example, we can recommend handheld and desktop video magnifiers for our clients. The IRIS Network serves people who are blind or visually impaired in their own homes anywhere in Maine or on their campus in Portland. Our goal for seniors is to help people age in place, said Regal. It costs an average of about $1,500 per client to provide services to help people remain independent, but upwards of $60,000 to send someone to a nursing home. We can keep them living independently in their home at a significant savings. The IRIS network is growing to meet the needs of an aging population in Maine. The agency works in partnership with Maine's Division for the Blind and Visually Impaired for rehabilitation services and houses a low vision center at 189 Park Avenue in Portland. Call them at 207-774-6273 or visit them online at www.theiris.org. They have a wealth of information addressing the problems associated with all forms of visual impairment and a host of services to match. In regard to Maine's seniors who are visually impaired, many clients are challenged by ARMD, said Regal. Our staff helps people after vision loss with adaptive techniques, tools, and training. She noted that clients of the IRIS Network have told us that their quality of life has been greatly improved. As Helen Keller expressed in her letter to the Maine legislature, I have every hope that you will succeed in the noble work you have undertaken. The IRIS Network's mission to help people who are visually impaired or blind attain independence and community integration, as well as their many successes, would make Helen Keller proud indeed.